Why, hello, 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 people. Thanks for tuning in to Smokey House. If you didn't know, I'm about to inform you. You are now tuning in with the one, the only, your favorite Amazon John Dom. What to do? Hello, how are you? Happy New Year's. Happy motherfucking New Year's. It is 2024, y'all. 2024, excuse me. Crazy, we made it though. We made it to another year. Pay these bills. I hope y'all paid y'all rent, y'all car note, y'all lights. I did, and I'm so fucking sad. But it's okay. It's okay. We made it to 2024. How y'all doing? Hey, I'm back. I know it's been a hot minute. I'm gonna just stop saying I'm gonna be more consistent and just show y'all. So I'm not, but you know how it is. How you doing? How you doing? Welcome back. Welcome back. You already know I have to start it off by saying, if you haven't already followed me on social media, please do. I do have multiple social media platforms. I am on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter, okay? And I kind of have a bone to pick with some of y'all. Like, some of y'all like to send me videos or screenshots of y'all streaming my episode or listening to it. And I really appreciate that. Y'all will send this via Instagram. But you won't be following my Instagram page. And I'm just, hey, come on. I'm a small platform. I get it. But damn. You found me to send me this video, but you ain't hit follow. That's fucked up. I follow back. So if you haven't already, please add and follow me on all social media platforms. My Snap is D_HIGH. One more time, it is D_HIGH. Instagram pages, main is champion_D. Podcast is 713 Smokey House. Twitters are remember_REDEE. So remember_ready. And then the podcast page is HOUZSMOKEY. So it is House Smokey, Smokey House backwards. Thank you. Go ahead. Come on. Follow. I follow back. Interact. That's what social media is for. Y'all be using it just to steal ideas and steal personalities from one another. Anyways, follow me. I follow back. Okay. Hey, again, Happy New Year's once again. We made it. I'm proud of my damn self. I made it. Not too many incidences. I had a good last year. It wasn't too bad. I behaved myself. So I'm happy to walk into 2024. I'm happy my birthday is coming up, y'all. I'm a Capricorn. Capricorn season. What it do? Hey. Planning that weekend. I'm old now. I can't do the whole week like I used to. It's just a weekend. But I'm happy. I'm happy we made it. All right, y'all. So I don't really have too much to talk about. A lot of stuff has been repetitive, and I told y'all last episode I was tired of it. I was tired of talking about the same people, Megan, Cardi, Nicki. It was just, all right, can we get something new? And my God, be the glory, Cat Williams and Shannon Sharp delivered the other night. They gave us something the internet will be talking about probably till January is over, but we gonna get into that. So, I have Nicki, I have Cardi, I have Krishan, I have Tamar, I have Keith Lee, Hallie and DDG, and then Cat Williams. So, we're going to get into it. Grab your blunts, sip on your drinks. We're going to have a good little night. I'm already a little smizzed, I'm not going to lie. I had a buzz ball for the first time, y'all. Okay, so I've been seeing these people go to the gas station and get these little drinks. And I be seeing them, but I'm like, ew, it kind of looks like it's going to hurt your stomach. Man, when I tell you that 15%, if you know you got work in the morning, I'm telling you, just get you one, roll you a blunt, find a Netflix show. You're going to be feeling right because I'm feeling warm. I feel pretty good. Feel pretty good right now. So I hope you guys feel the same. All right, we gonna start it off slow. Hallie and DDG. Bruh, birds of a feather flock together. These two are so annoying, so corny, so, like, I don't understand. Like, okay, let me take that back. I understand a little bit. I get that DDG is a YouTuber. YouTubers go off of engagements, go off of viewers, go off of interactions, go off of, you know, shares and stuff like that. That's how they get paid from these, you know, sites and apps. So I can understand why they did drag out this whole pregnancy rumor for as long as they did. But come on now, we can kind of see that the baby, if any baby, is here. Somebody in the family done had a little baby, okay? Christmas done came around. Hallie moving like she just got off of surgery table. Titties just hanging, filled with milk. Barely can turn her waist. Okay, baby's crying in the background. Christmas gifts addressed to newborns. Bassinets sitting in the corner. All right, y'all are two grown adults. I get wanting your privacy, but at the end of the day, you guys are celebrities too. What the hell is you hiding this child for so long? Come on. Just announce the baby and enjoy it. I don't know. Maybe they do find entertainment and enjoyment from this because they're always talked about. They're always like someone's trying to play detective and see we're trying to see Hallie in a different angle to see if we see the belly. And we did. People was trying to say the our eyes was playing tricks on us, but no, ma'am, we saw a bump in multiple dresses. No matter how poofy you was trying to make it, ma'am. I really don't understand why they just hiding this child and this pregnancy for so long. Like, y'all are a couple. Y'all been together for a little minute. I get it might be a little embarrassing because he was right before the rumors of her starting. Well, the rumors of her even being pregnant started. It broke that he was texting his ex. What's her name? Ruby Rose? I think that's his ex. Video came out of old girl pulling up to his house, banging on the garage. They were still had interactions with one another. She dropping, leaking text messages of conversations, but Hallie and DDG were supposed to be together. Then all of a sudden she went tweet the devil playing games. The devil is working. And then the next news story we hear about them, she might be pregnant. She looking a little interesting. I hope she's not one of those girls because she's too beautiful, too talented, and has worked too hard to be one of those corny ass bitches. I hope she is not, but whatever. Just come out and introduce the baby already. Come on. Rihanna didn't even, Beyonce didn't even do a heck. Come on, girl. Enjoy it. Show off your baby. Again, I get privacy, but y'all dragged it. It's too much. Too damn much. Lord. But congratulations if there is a baby. Moving on. Cardi. And Offset. And Nicki. And the City Girls. We just gonna rap about the rap girls. Oh, let's throw in Megan too. We gonna throw in Megan. We gonna start with Cardi, work our way down. All right. Girl, I really... Do people have management? Friends? PR? You know, publicists? Because, come on now. Somebody need to confiscate these phones. Tablets. Anything. No, you just need to go on a hiatus, get you a pen and a pad, and start writing down. Because Cardi, mama, okay. So, y'all know. But if you didn't, I'm about to inform you. She came out a couple weeks back on live, hooping and hollering about Offset, playing in her face, not caring about what she says. Whoop-de-whoop-whoop. She was hurt, distraught. In this live, we all felt bad for her. We was like, good God, oh my, Offset, run for cover, because she ready to take your head off. Then his birthday came around. It was rumored that he chilling with the girl that Cardi was actually in a legal dispute with. That's wild to me. Sir, you're my husband. If you're my, I don't give a damn how bad we beefed up with. If you are hanging with a girl that I caught a charge over, fuck live. What? But come New Year's, Christmas time, she back hanging out with him. She was screaming on the internet how single she was, how she's moving forward in her career and focusing on music. Then all of a sudden, you in the club throwing dollar bills on bitches with your husband. And granted, that is your husband. You have every right to. But please leave us out of the group chat. Stop putting us in your business, okay? If you're going to keep taking them back, shut the fuck up. We don't want to hear it. Be a dummy in private. You too rich. You too successful to be out here looking like this. No, ma'am. She in the club with him throwing ones on hoes. Then she want to get back on internet cussing us out. Talking about, did I say we was back together? Did I say I was this? Y'all assuming. Y'all don't even know what's going on, ma'am. Calm down. You mad at the wrong person at this point. You getting on here on Discords and making voice notes cursing us out. We ain't even do shit. We trying to console you. And are confused. Because you keep inviting us into this goddamn group chat where you are distraught, upset, emotional. And then you want to send us pictures of you hugged up with the nigga. We don't know what to do. Did I say I was back with a nigga? Y'all assuming. Ma'am, I get it. Y'all have kids. I get it. Y'all are married. But leave us out of the group chat because you look crazy now. And at first, I didn't want to believe because it was rumored that she dropped that she was single and just focusing on her career around the same time that Nicki dropped her album, which was a fire album. That Pink Friday 2, fire. I was a little worried in the beginning because it had 22 songs. The first, I think, 3 or 4, I was like, I'm not feeling it. These are cute, but I'm not feeling it. But baby, by the time I got into Fuck the Club Up, Needle, Big Difference, Far Right from Trini, I was too turned up. She put her heart and soul in it. She came out and she let everybody know, I am the queen for a reason. I don't care if you stan Nicki, if you stan Cardi, if you stan Megan, if you stan Lotto, you have to give her ones for this because she did that album. That album was good. I do hope her next single is Needle, the song she has with Drake, because that song is good as fuck. But anyways, back to Cardi. Now, I didn't want to believe that at first she did this for attention and she did this just to steal a little shine away from Nicki, because I'm like, you know, people fight. I think she just needed to vent. Now she has a sister, she has a best friend, she has a publicist. Ma'am, you could have called them. You didn't have to do all this. Now, granted, she did say this is the only way she can get his attention, but girl, it's giving Emily and Fabulous at this point. Okay. It's giving Peter, Tara, and the other one. Stop. It's not cute. Stop it. So I pray she didn't do this just for attention and a little publicity. Maybe she did just need to vent. But man, this is not how you go about it. Okay, you are too high up there. You are too successful. You are doing too well to be doing all this shenanigans. It's not cute. It's not a good look. Stop. But I guess they back together, but not back together. I don't know. I don't want to know. Shit. Moving on. Megan, another rap girl. Speaking of music. Now, again, like I said, Nicki Minaj deserves all her flowers for Pink Friday 2. I think that's the album, Pink Friday 2. Great album. Megan dropped a single. I was about to say Anaconda. Something sneaky. It was something about a snake. I listened to it. I don't remember the title. I listened to the song. I didn't like the song. I played it actually a couple of times, and I didn't like it. It didn't grab me the way I thought it would. Just like raw. I gave Nicki album a chance. I gave the City Girls album a chance. I gave Megan single a chance. I am a girl's girl. I'm not a stan. I don't stan with Cardi, so I don't listen to Nicki. I was a Remy stan until she did that corny ass shit with that battle rapper. What name? You know who I'm talking about. And it, again, Remy, you too well known to be going out sad like this. This is not a good look. So I don't stan anybody. I'm a girl's girl. So I gave Nicki's album a chance. Tens. I gave City Girls album a chance. Threes across the board. It wasn't all that. They had some cute singles on there. Fancy Ass Bitch. Pinata. Face Down was good. That was a cute album. But you could really tell that JT is more in her music bag. And Carisha need to be off raising her kids. I don't even think they recorded this album in the same studio. It gave, one was in Miami and the other was in LA. Sending audio clips to one another. But I do think this was their last album. I don't think they're a group anymore. I think JT is going to pursue music more. And Carisha gonna do whatever it is she needs to do. Her sugar daddy ain't got no money. Diddy going out sad too around these parts. So I don't know what Carisha gonna do, but I'm sure she'll find something. I hope it's not acting, but I'm sure she'll find something. But I do, JT even previewed a song, I think, last week or something on her Instagram, and it sounded good. So we know she's gonna keep pursuing music, but the album was poo. It was poo. Megan's singles, again, I forgot the damn title of it, but again, this was her comeback song from dealing with the whole court situation and finally getting a verdict and moving forward and all this. This was her comeback song. I didn't like it. And the main thing that people took from the song, the main thing that people took from the song was, I caught the nigga cheating in the same bed that I was sleeping in. That was the main thing people took from the song. The video, I didn't like the video. I think she put her money into funding and, you know, the visuals and all that for making the video, but I didn't like it. I'm sorry, it's my opinion, my unwanted opinion. I'm sorry, I didn't like it. But I didn't like it. I didn't think this should have been her comeback song. Like, what is this, ma'am? And again, the main thing that people took from it was Party. Now, she came out and said that, oh, I didn't say that I was talking about him. He decided to go on interviews just assuming I was talking about him. No one even mentioned the name. Come on, girl. Come on, girl. Who else would it be? The other person that it could have been is in jail. Who else could it have been? You see him happy over there with Twinkle. Shout out to Jada, beautiful girl. And you mad. It's okay. It happens. It happens. We all been there. But leave him alone. And then you want to talk about, oh, he making rebuttals, making a song back and going on interviews. I didn't even mention the name. But you let your fan base think and run with it was Party. So if you gonna drop subliminals, he has a right to be like, she ain't talking about me, because hold up, I was there holding your hand, wiping tears, supporting you, but you lying to me. You telling me one thing and then the actual facts come out and I'm looking at you like, goddamn, mama, what happened? I guess she's gone through stuff. She's even stated that she's still healing. She's in therapy. She's going through stuff. She needs to heal. But ma'am, while you're on your healing journey, stop interacting with people. Leave them alone. Okay? Leave them alone. Because you can't damage somebody or hurt somebody and then be upset that they want to come out and speak their side. No. You, why are you mad? No, I want to tell my side. You told your side. I want to tell my side. He has a right to. People on the internet want to call him sassy. Sassy for what? No. Why? How am I sassy? Because I want to tell what happened in my relationship with my ex because she already want to insinuate that I did her dirty? No, ma'am.
well, how I said it was a little sassy, but I'm sure he didn't say it like that. But the point is, he had a right to make a rebuttal and make a song. And his song was better than Megan's, if we're going to be honest. I liked it. He had a little Tetris video as you know, as the visual for it. I liked it. It was a good song. But, these rap girls. Moving on. Megan just needs to heal. I pray her next song that she does drop is better than that. Because no, it shouldn't have been her comeback. Krishan. Speaking of the internet, we're going to get into Krishan. Now, a few months back, it came out that Krishan had assaulted James Wright. James Wright is a viral sensation, a well-known person to a lot of us, and also a close friend with Tamar Braxton. Tamar Braxton was on tour, excuse me. And James Wright is her background singer. And now she began a budding friendship or mentorship with Krishan Rock. Krishan is a Zeus Network sensation of a rapper, I guess. Okay, let me not say that. It's a lie all the time. Okay, so she's a rapper and, you know, a reality web series reality star. So Tamar Braxton invited her on a part of her tour to, I guess, you know, just hang out, show support. It came out that Krishan, I guess in a drunken rage, assaulted James Wright. Now, when the story had first broke, not a lot of evidence came out. It was just a lot of he said, she said. Tamar, I think she made a written statement. The tour manager came out and went and did a whole live. James Wright came out and he didn't show his face, but he went live in the dentist basically saying, like, y'all, I gotta get my tooth fixed, my lip fucked up, I'm going through it, she hit me, basically. But not too much came out. Krishan went live too and was basically stating that people were trying to get clout off of her name. And I could see that if it was a different group of people. Now, fast forward to a couple days ago, TMZ got a video of Krishan, I guess, you know, not in the best light. I guess during this tour again, before it even started or before this particular show had started, Tamar was holding a prayer circle in the back with her group, her immediate family, her friends, her background singers, you know, holding a prayer circle. Now, in this prayer circle, in this video of this prayer circle, you know, Tamar is leading the prayer. And, you know, a couple words in, all we hear is just jangles, just noise. And in the video, you can see Krishan coming through. Now, Krishan, in the middle of this prayer circle, decides to say, fuck it. Walk clear across the room and stand in between Tamar Braxton and her sister, Toni, the Toni Braxton. Interrupt everything. She didn't even hold up a she didn't even do the you know, respectfully hold up a finger and walk over, hold the chains to the chest so she ain't really interrupt. She just said, fuck it, hold up. I need to be in this shot. I need to be in this angle. Walks clear across the prayer circle in between two sisters. Fuck that they're Tamar Braxton and Toni Braxton. You walk in between. If you walk in between me and my sister during the prayer circle, man, what the hell is you doing? Move. The fuck? Okay, now in this video, Krishan walks and stands in between these two. Toni looking like who the hell? Tamar looking like who the hell?
it's awkward. It's weird. But again, it's a prayer circle. Tamar continues. Okay, you know. Krishan tries to reach out for Tony Braxton's hand. Tony is in prayer. Hand behind her back. I don't know you, ma'am. Don't touch me. Energy transfers. Excuse you. So this video drops on the internet and people are again excusing Krishan in her nasty ass behavior. Talking about, oh, Tony is rude. That's not God-like. She was a rude bitch. How dare she deny? I don't know her. I am a regular degular. I don't want Krishan touching me, let alone Tony Braxton. Ma'am, don't touch me. First of all, you a drunk, belligerent, nasty bitch. And I'm sorry to say that so harshly, but we've all seen it. We've seen her on live wiping her coochie only twice, not washing her hands. We've seen her eating habits, her drinking habits. She's raunchy. She's a raunchy lady. Don't touch me. And again, the internet want to excuse her just because her raunchiness is entertainment to her. Well, to them, excuse me. No. Tony was not wrong to continue in prayer and just show support to her sister, the one that she actually came out there for. I'm not her mentor. Yeah, respectfully. There was another picture that came out where they had a picture all together. Tamar, Krishan, Tony, and I believe it was another lady. So I can be cordial, but no, don't come in my space. Like, no, you trying to get clout off me. You trying to go around talking about, I touched Tony Braxton. I was hanging out with, that's what you was trying to do. No, ma'am. Back up off me. Back up off me. So, of course, Tamar had to come out and clear the air. And she did it nicely. She came out. She showed all the receipts. We finally got to see James's face. His lip was busted. His nose was swole. That lip did look puckered up. He was hit. It looked like multiple times. He was hit. He was assaulted. So I don't know what's going to go on now. But stop giving excuses to these people just because they are somewhat famous. If you're a nasty person, you're a nasty person. If you were wrong, you were wrong. If you are right, you are right. Let's move on. Who else I was supposed to talk about? I forgot. I think that was about everybody. Yeah, I think that was about everybody. I guess we can get into Kat. Hold on, let me light my blunt. Went out. I'm sorry, talking about Krishan just got me tired. Got me winded now, because you ain't tired. I'm tired for you the way you live, and you ain't tired, girl. You got a baby now, too. You ain't tired. Damn. Lighter flick. Lil Wayne in this bitch. Okay. Okay, so. Club Shay Shay was lit the other night. Now, I had never been to Club Shay Shay. I really didn't even know too much about Club Shay Shay. Okay. But Shannon Sharp, retired NFL player, has a podcast on YouTube. He invites different guests on there. I was like, okay. He invited Kat Williams. Now, again, I have not known of this show. I have not known previous guests. Kat Williams came on. I am a huge fan of Kat Williams. He is one of my top favorite comedians. He is up there with Eddie Griffin, Eddie Murphy, Martin. You know, I love his comedy. He's funny to me. Y'all could have a difference of opinion, but I fuck with Kat. I'm always going to fuck with Kat. Red Grant, Lunell, all them. Fuck with them. Great comedians. But I guess he was on Shannon's podcast. And baby, when I tell you this was a 2-hour and 46-minute interview, long interview, And I didn't skip nor pause. I was glued. I was like, oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. He started off 2024 with a bang. Big bang. Boom. Hello. I got the AK. Let's get it. I'm unloading the clip, reloading it, and burning down the house. Cat. Mr. Williams. Oh my God. If you haven't watched it, if you've only seen the clips, because a lot of the video has been chopped up and a lot of them, the clips have gone viral, sit down and watch the whole thing, because it really was a great interview. It was so entertaining. I was like, wow. It was funny. It was educational. It was informing. I'm sorry. I'm going to sound like a dick rider right now, but it was a good ass fucking interview. I'm sorry. I enjoyed it. Now, again, the internet caught wind of this interview, and it has gone super viral. When I watched it last night, it was at like 2 million views. Yeah. Right now, it's sitting at like 12. Viral. Okay, when I tell you he came on there, he talked about his upbringing, how he got into comedy, his little beefs. Wild. He talked about Martin. He talked about Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer, Ricky Smiley. Now, a lot of people were saying that, oh, why he talking about people that wasn't talking about him? Again, y'all like me have not been to Club Shay Shay. Apparently, Ricky Smiley and Cedric the Entertainer have been past guests on that show. They have come on there and told their stories on that show. And some of those stories involved Cat Williams. And to Cat was like, nah, homie, that's not how it went down. And he decided to reach out and then was formally invited to come and tell his truth. So what the fuck do people mean? He bothering people that wasn't bothering him. They mentioned my name. Hi, I heard. I'm here. Let's discuss. Why y'all mad? And a lot of the stuff that he said in that interview, we can look back and be like, oh shit, that is true. When you sit back, analyze, look at the situation, look at how it went down, look at the time frame of everything. Oh damn, that did happen. Wild. Cedric out here stealing everybody's jokes. Steve Harvey getting annihilated in Detroit. A concert, so then he really has to come out, because I remember that rumor at first that Steve had a wig. I was like 10, 11, but I was like, nah, that's his hair. And then all of a sudden he popped out bald when I got like what, 15, 16. It was like, damn, wait, huh? Crazy. Kevin Hart being an industry plant. Kind of funny. It was funny. If you haven't watched the whole interview, go watch it. It was comedy for real. People on the internet, well, he a liar. You do know this man is a comedian. So this whole thing, basically, I'm going to tell my truth, but yeah, I'm going to throw in a punchline here and there. I'm going to throw in a joke here and there. He didn't read no 3,000 books a year. Did you also hear the part where he mentioned he was homeless from the age of 12 to 18 and all he did was sit in the library for 8 hours? Is it not possible that the man could have read maybe up to 3,000 books in a year? Close to it, goddamn it. Y'all, come on now. Come on now. If you don't like him, you don't like him. Understandable, but shut up. It was a good interview. The internet was even getting on Shannon talking about, well, he didn't really have too many rebuttals. I'm not going to lie. But he did good asking questions. It did kind of make him uncomfortable when he made the comments about the country bumpkins, because Shannon is a country goddamn bumpkin, but we love him. And it was like, oh shit, damn Cat, what we do? But it was a good interview. Cat was up there wearing his woke chain, and he came to wake the motherfucking people up. the internet, after that interview dropped this morning, I remember this morning before I went to work, I was listening to the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. I was like, I know they caught wind because it's live. The Ricky Smiley Morning Show is live. I know they caught wind of this because it's trending. Everybody's trending. Kat was trending. Shannon was trending. Ricky was trending. Cedric was trending. Bernie Mac was trending. I knew Ricky heard it. Now, at first he was dibbling and dabbling. He wasn't really trying to talk about it for like the first hour and a half. But then he finally got into it saying some bullshit. Cedric came out too saying some bullshit. And it was just like, yeah, y'all lying. Kat telling the truth. I will say the rebuttal that I did give a round of applause to, Ludacris came out and came back with his comeback because Kat mentioned Ludacris too. But I think Kat mentioned Ludacris, and I feel like this was a joke because Shannon had asked him, "You and Ludacris are related, right?" And you can see a smirk come over Kat's face, and you see him go into a story of, you know, them both being invited into an Illuminati party and whoopie whoop whoop. They chose Luda and he left and all this, that, and third. I truly believe that was a joke. I don't believe that was, you know, a true story. I think that was a joke. In Kat's mannerism and how he was telling that, I feel like it was a joke. Luda came out with a response. He had a whole rap response. And that was a good response. I'm not going to lie. As a rapper, rap. Yeah, respond to me as a rapper. It was good. He rhymed. He made valid points. He showed off his Jesus chain to, you know, I guess let the people know, I'm not part of the Illuminati. Don't do that. You see me rocking this Jesus piece? So I will give props to Ludacris on that. That was a good response. But everybody else, y'all lying. Steve Harvey, I didn't realize and put two and two together, but Steve Harvey stealing the whole Hanging with Mr. Cooper idea and turning it into the Steve Harvey Show, I was like, oh, he did do that. Crazy. Cedric stealing jokes, not only Kat's, but other comedians' jokes, other TV show jokes. People on TikTok been putting the evidence together, and I seen it. I was like, ooh, okay, interesting. But Kat done shook up the internet. We're going to be talking about this for a little bit. I also seen that Jonathan Majors is supposed to do an interview too. So Kat might be trending until Jonathan Majors shit drops. I think Kat even mentioned him too. He was talking about how Megan Good was over there and got his sentence reduced to half. And I bet she did, because rumor has it she was the cause of why old girl went through the phone and spazzed out on him. He was texting Megan Good. Rumor has it. Who knows? I don't. You don't. But that's the rumor. Ooh. Excuse me. But yeah. Yeah. Welcome, 2024. Welcome. Oh, Keith Lee! I forgot. Shit, I'm high. Keith Lee dropped his review because he went on a nationwide tour. Sorry, Kat. But again, Kat, if you haven't seen the Shannon Sharp Club Shay Shay interview, go watch it. Most of us have seen it. But I'm telling you, don't just go off the clips. Actually sit down if you have time, because it is long, but it is very entertaining. You're not going to want to stop it. You're not going to want to pause it. That sounds a little weird. My dirty ass mind. You're not gonna want to stop it. You're not gonna want to. Anyways, yeah, but it's good. Go watch it. It was a good interview. Shout out to Kat Williams. He's actually still on tour right now. So if you want to see him live, go buy a ticket. Keith Lee dropped his review. I'm upset. Sorry, I got to move on. I'm a little high. I need to get off here. I'm gonna start babbling. Keith Lee dropped his review too of his nationwide food review. I don't like it. I like it.
I'm upset that New York was 7, second to last. Now, Houston and New Orleans being in the top 5, I can understand. I like New Orleans food. Houston got some bomb-ass tacos. I don't fuck with Houston barbecue. People are going to crucify me for saying that. But there's nothing special, too special about it. Maybe I haven't been to the right places. I have been down here 7 years, but I don't know. It's cool little eatery. But to have New York 7th when it is the most multicultural place in America, that hurt. But then I also seen that somebody told this motherfucker to go and get a salmon chopped cheese somewhere in Queens, I think. Nobody orders that. Nobody in their right mind, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Yeah, let me get a salmon chopped cheese. Huh? You're crazy. So I feel like he need to go back and do something else. But he did say the service out there was kind of a little bad too. People was rude, but come on, man. It's New York. Welcome. That's how we greet you. That's how we say hi. Fuck. I was born in Massachusetts, but both my parents are from New York, so that's my second home. That's love. I love going out there. So that's how they are. Shut up. And then I think it was the worst. And no surprise there though. Shit. But yeah, y'all, I ain't got really much else to say. Keith, I want a new list. All right, now I'm done. I ain't really got nothing else to say. Keith need a new list. Check out the Cat Williams interview. Cardi, stop acting up on the internet. DDG and Halle, get y'all shit together. Weirdos. Megan, keep going to therapy. Diddy, they coming for you. Diddy deserves his whole own episode, and I'm going to do that for y'all. City Girls, disband. Nikki, you are the queen. You are the queen. We are going to give you that. You are the queen. Krishan, you got a son. Tighten up. I'm done. I don't got shit else to talk about. Y'all, please follow me on all social media platforms. I am on Snapchat. I am on Instagram. And I am on Twitter. So, add me on Snap, D_HIGH, because I stay high. I'm fucked up right now. That's why I gotta go. Follow me on Instagram, champion_D. Also, 713 Smokey House, HOUZ. So, 713 Smokey, SMOKEY HOUZ. Go ahead, do that. Twitter, remember underscore ready, as well as HOUZ SMOKEY. Both of those are separate pages. Fuck with me. I follow back. Follow me. Come on now. Show love. But yeah, y'all, I'm out of here. I'll be back when I'm back.